With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's tough but fair. That's how President Trump describes Tom Homan. And that's why the president says he's sending the border czar to Minneapolis. Homan will oversee ICE operations in the city where anti-ICE demonstrators continue to aggressively target federal agents as they struggle to enforce immigration law. Homeland Security has launched an investigation of the fatal shooting of an armed man by a federal agent in Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Vivino says the incident will be thoroughly investigated.
The investigation is going to uncover all those facts, things like how many shots were fired, where were the weapons located. All those facts are going to come out in the investigation. I wasn't there wrestling that assaultive subject that was assaulting Border Patrol agents. I wasn't there wrestling him myself, so I'm not going to speculate.
More than 6,400 flights canceled or delayed so far today as a large swath of the country deals with the aftermath of the big winter storm. Now that bitter cold has taken hold, rescue missions and other shelters have opened their doors even wider to those on the streets. Morgan McLucky with the Orange Tent Project in Chicago.
Shelters and warming centers aren't like a one-size-fits-all solution. Obviously, if you go to a shelter or warming center, you can't bring all your belongings with you. Also, the shelters and warming centers are so far and few between in the city, unless you have like a phone where you can Google Maps how to get there, or unless you have a bus card to even get there in general.
Israel says the remains of the final hostage in Gaza have been recovered now, clearing the way for implementation of the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 195 points. This is SRN News. Alliance Defending Freedom unveils its legislative agenda.
The Christian Legal Group hopes lawmakers at the federal and state level will take action on a number of issues in 2026. ADF is calling for efforts to curb the sale of abortion pills, stop the promotion of transgenderism, and protect the right of parents to raise their kids in accordance with their religious beliefs. Senior counsel Matt Sharp says, quote, "We still have a long way to go, but we are hopeful that we can continue to achieve lasting victories this legislative season." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hailing the arrest of three people accused of invading a Minnesota church this month to protest President Trump's immigration policy. Doug Wardlow of True North Legal says the U.S. Department of Justice has acted decisively by arresting those who coordinated and carried out this terrible crime. Attorney General Bondi says the DOJ is pursuing a civil rights investigation of that incident. This is SRN News. South Korean major leaguers return to the U.S. delayed a bit by missing documentation.
San Francisco Giants outfielder Jung-Hoo Lee was briefly stopped at Los Angeles International Airport when arriving from his home in Korea ahead of the start of spring training next month because of missing paperwork. Lee did not have the proper documents to get through customs, but the issue was sorted out and he is now in the U.S., according to a person with knowledge of the situation. The 27-year-old Lee signed a six-year, $113 million contract with the Giants in December 2023. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The stage is all set for the big game. The Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots will be facing off in Super Bowl 60 at Levi Stadium, Santa Clara, California, next month. This will be a rematch of the 2015 Super Bowl. More details at srnnews.com.